The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moments of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Today, I'll be taking us on an exciting journey on the Holy Spirit. And today, we're going to be talking about the gifts of the Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, permit me to read from verse 1 to 4. So now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God call Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts but same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations but same Lord, and there are diversities of operations but it is the same God that works all in all. Verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Now, it's important we have a good understanding of the gifts of the Spirit. The Word of God makes it clear that we are not supposed to be ignorant of the gift, just as we are not supposed to be ignorant of the fruit also. Now, ignorance will make you to underutilize the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. The Holy Spirit in your life is there for you to reveal Christ for the world to see. And one of the ways of which you reveal Christ for the world to see is you revealing His love through His power, revealing His mercy through His power. So ignorance will make you to underutilize the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Number two, ignorance will make you to judge unrighteously. Ignorance will make you to look down on the gift, to shut those that are flowing in the gift, to ignore them. And to resist the gift even from flowing in your life. At the time in the life of Stephen, you find him telling the people when he was ministering to them in Acts chapter 7 and say, you people resist the Holy Spirit. So ignorance could make you to judge unrighteously and resist the Holy Spirit even in your own life. Now, ignorance will make you to embrace either superiority or inferiority complex. Ignorance could make you to have complex issue about the gift. It will make you to look inferior before those that are manifesting the gift when God has given you a gift also, and could make you popped up because you are flowing a gift and make you to look down on others. No, everybody has the gift and there is no one that is superior to the other by virtue of his gift. Having said that, there are basic things you need to know about the gifts of the Spirit. The first thing which I need to let you know emphatically well, that there is no giftless believer. Nobody is giftless. In fact, the word grace, charis, also means gift. So if you have received grace, you are born again by grace, the gift is there in you. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12, 7, that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone. Nobody excluded, nobody omitted. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So you need to know fully well, first and foremost, that you are not giftless. There's a gift of the Spirit in you to be a blessing to others. Do not forget. He said the manifestation of this gift is given to each one to profit of all. Not profit in making money, that you are using it to be a blessing to others. That's the essence of the gift. And you need to understand fully well also that the gift of the Spirit proclaims Jesus as Lord. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 3, therefore I make known to you that no one speak by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So the gift of the Spirit makes us to proclaim Jesus as Lord. In John 16 verse 14, Jesus made it clear without stammering. He said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and he will show them to you. So the gift of the Spirit proclaims Jesus as Lord. You need to also know that the gift of the Spirit is from the same Holy Spirit. So it's not that somebody is flowing in another spirit. No. If you find the gift flowing, somebody is flowing in word of knowledge, somebody is flowing in word of wisdom, somebody is flowing in the power gift, somebody is flowing in the utterance gift in any level, it is from the same source. It's the same river with many channels, with many tributaries. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But all this worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Giving to everyone severally as he will. Now, I need to let you know further that the operation of the gifts are diversified. They are in different form, in different dimension. And it's important for you as a child of God to know fully well that there is a gift of God in you that is different from what is in others. others, your makeup, your life assignment makes the gift of the Spirit in you to be different from what you have in others. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4, it says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but the same God who works all in all. So you have the gift in different level. We are taking this teaching so that you can be able to maximize God's investment in your life. Paul told Timothy to stay of the gift in him. You also need to understand that the gifts are given to everyone as the Holy Spirit will. He is giving it according to his desire. You don't choose it. He gives it to you. Of course, in your faithfulness, you can upgrade, ask for more. In your faithfulness, you can find yourself diving into the gift that you have not been before. It's important for you to understand that very well, that the gifts are given according to the measure of grace. So you can have the gift in a level. Somebody else have it in another higher level. Somebody has it in another dimension. Same gift, but in measure of grace. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, Paul wrote to the Ephesian Christians, he told them clearly that unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So we all have it, but it's in different measure. It is only Christ that have the gifts of the Spirit without measure. We go on a break, and after the break, we continue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to the society through the principles of the sound word of God. You can join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adioyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Number 1, Odutola Street, New Omotayo Hospital Road, Okeado, Ibadan. Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, off All Saints College Road, Liberty Gardens, Agwafieti Idishi Extension. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, The Trophy School, Oke Ibukun, along Pipeline, Orita Mary, Elebu, Ibadan.
You're welcome back. Now, for the sake of those just joining us, we are taking a teaching that is important for you to understand very well, and that's the gifts of the Spirit. And we're taking this teaching so that you can also mature in your knowledge of the Holy Spirit and get the best out of Him. And you will not look inferior when you see others displaying their gift. Of course, there are people that have outward gifts for people to see. There are people that have it hidden in different levels, and that's what we're going to go on to, the classifications of the gift. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where you have the gifts of the Spirit mentioned as 9 of them, which we're going to talk about later, you have the ministry gifts. The ministry gift mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11. So you have the fivefold ministry, even though sometimes some people call it 4, pastors and teachers together. You have it as the apostles, the prophet, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. There are 5 of them. And these 5 are gifts of men. They are persons. When you find the apostle, they govern. They come with the governmental authority to establish. It's a pioneering spirit, breaking ground, involving planting churches, establishing the truth, and pulling down the stronghold of lies and of hell. You have the prophets, the prophet guide. They give direction. The prophet guide. The evangelists gather. And the pastors guard. They are shepherds. They keep the sheep away from the wolves, from strange stuff. You have the teachers. They ground. They put the word in you. They make you to hear well. They teach you in phases, precept upon precept. Then you can also talk about the administrative or help ministry. So you have the gift of the Spirit, one mentioned in 1 Corinthians. You have the ministry gift mentioned in Ephesians. You have the administrative or help ministry heavily emphasized in Romans chapter 12 from verse 7. Bible says, or ministry or service. Let us wait on our ministering or teaching. Let him teach well. Or he that exhorted on exhortation. So you have people that have the gift of exhortation. People that have the gift of giving. Let him do it with simplicity. And he that rules that have the gift of leadership with diligence. And they have the mercy ministry or help ministry with cheerfulness. It is here that you have the help ministry that has to do with you being an usher in the church, you are in the music department, you are in the intercessory, you are in the sanctuary, you are in the protocol. Those are helps ministry. And they are also scriptural. They are gift of grace. They are given to us to build the body, which of course we're going to talk about possibly as we go ahead. But today, the remaining time, I want to let you know that the gift of the Spirit, which is our emphasis today, there are 9 in number mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And the essence of us talking about it a bit today is not in the nomenclature, is not in what they stand for, is not in their names, but rather in us understanding how they function. So I'm going to do this quickly and we'll continue with it in the next episode. So you have the revelation gift, you have the power gift, and you have the utterance gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 6, for to one is given the spirit of word of wisdom, to another word of knowledge of the same spirit, to another faith by the same spirit, to another gift of healing by the same spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongue, to another interpretation of tongue. But all this worketh that one and the selfsame spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So you have these 9 gifts. 3 of them say something. Those that say something, we call them the utterance gift or the vocal gift. 3 of them see something. We call them the revelation gift. And 3 of them do something. We call them the power gift. Now listen very well. The 3 that say something, the utterance gift, they are diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Now 3 of them see something. We call them the revelation gift, the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirit. Now 3 of them do something. They're the power gifts. You have them as the gift of faith, gift of miracles, and the gift of healing. The truth of it is, at least one of it is in you, in any level, that you must know fully well. When you dream and you keep on dreaming very well, you are like a Joseph. And if you're a woman, like, permit me to say, you are like a Josephine. You wake up every morning with one dream. Sometimes you have 3 in one night. Now, there is nothing you do to have it. That's why it's a gift. You find God showing you things like that. Now, these things are not for fun. You find God revealing things to you concerning your church, concerning the country. God is revealing them to you because that's your jurisdiction. And to whom much is given, much will be required. Before I round off, I want to let you know that one, you are not giftless. 2, God is expecting you to maximize, use this gift to the optimum. You find Paul saying that I labor more than them all, yet not I, but the grace of God that's upon me. God is expecting you to maximize it and be a blessing to others with it. And also so that we can make the world to see that the gift of the Spirit is still there for the church till now. The gift is part of the evidence that the Holy Spirit is in you. As I round off today, I want to let you know fully well that God has not placed this gift in you for fun. He has placed it in you for a purpose. It's expected of you to maximize it, take advantage of it, and be a blessing to others. Beloved, your thirst, your hunger for it is so important. Your thirst and your hunger to put them to practice is important. Your knowledge and your desire, your intention to steer it up is very, very vital. May God's word prosper in your life. May God bear witness with you with signs, with wonders, with diverse miracles, with the gift of the Spirit according to His will in the name of Jesus. You will need to keep in touch with this program and invite others to join. If you hear this message this morning, you can send a message on WhatsApp to this number. You can also give a call to this number, and this message can be sent to you on WhatsApp and you can listen to it again and again. And if you have questions, you are free to ask. I'll be glad to fellowship with you, learn from you also. May God's word prosper in your life. If you are hearing me, you've not given your life to Jesus, or you are struggling with your faith, why not say after me, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. I ask that your blood cleanse me, forgive me my sins, write my name in the book of life. I ask that your spirit fill me afresh in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907, 081-2575-4907, email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless.